This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root is on fire. You know, this is right. I got a letter here, an email that just came in 0 minutes ago. So this second it came in from one of my fans, Paul. And Paul says, you are right on with Obama running the country behind the scenes with Biden as his puppet. And Obama has always been a communist, a pro-terrorist, with buddies in the Weather Underground. But the problem is that Trump was too nice to anti-Trump operatives and Democrats who spied on him and stole the election. He should have forced the DOJ and Attorney General to issue hundreds of indictments and the FBI to arrest the SOBs, including those stealing the election. Trump would still be president. Unless Republicans get much tougher, Democrats will just keep stealing elections. I agree with you, Paul. Republicans are a bunch of schmucks. They always have been. Democrats are evil and they're communists. And Republicans are schmucks. So take your pick what side we're on. You know, schmuck is better than evil, and schmuck is better than communist. But not much better, because the schmuck gets taken advantage of by evil and communists. But in the end, the only way we're going to win is if states take this thing back. It's the only chance we've got. And so this also, just in. The Michigan Senate passes legislation to add voter ID requirements. Michigan's Republican-led Senate on June 16th passed several bills that, if signed into law, would implement more voter ID requirements for in-person voters and absentee voters, adding Michigan to a growing list of states pursuing more stringent election measures. All Senate Republicans voted in favor of the three bills. Every Senate Democrat opposed them. Current law stipulates Michigan residents who don't have photo ID when they vote in person can still cast their ballot if they sign an affidavit at their designated polling location. More than 11,000 individuals cast their ballots this way during the November 3rd election. With one bill which passed the Senate in 1916, that process would be barred, and voters who don't have ID would have to cast a provisional ballot and confirm their identity up to 6 days after casting their vote. The Senate also voted 1916 to pass a bill that would mandate that applicants who seek absentee ballots provide their driver's license number, their official state ID number if they don't have a driver's license, or the last four digits of their Social Security number. Another bill which is approved by the Senate, again today, 1916, 19 Republicans versus 16 Democrats, stipulates that voters who receive a provisional ballot have to be notified of the six-day requirement to verify their identity. Gretchen Whitmer, a Democrat, is expected to veto the three bills. There you go. Previously, she's expressed opposition to Republican-backed bills targeting the state's voter laws and has pledged to veto them. However, Republicans can circumvent Whitmer's executive authority, could start a petition to create a ballot initiative for the three voting bills. They would need 340,000 voters to sign it. So it's just, it's truly amazing that Democrats vote against voter ID and photo ID and government-issued ID. Here's a Republican who makes a good comment. We hear a lot about how there's only this little bit of voter fraud and therefore nothing else is needed. But just because you could say we caught this small amount of fraud isn't somehow compelling proof there wasn't more that wasn't caught. Exactly. And then another Republican, Senator Lana Thies. The other one was Senator Ed McBroom. This is Senator Lana Thies said, it is overwhelmingly popular among voters that verify their identity to vote. That they verify their identity to vote. So we need stringent laws. Last week, Republicans of Pennsylvania proposed a measure that would overhaul the Commonwealth's election system. The bill includes more stringent voter ID requirements and mail ballot signature verification. Among other regulations, the legislation would eliminate the state's permanent mail-in voting list, establish a new Bureau of Election Audits Agency, and allow early in-person voting starting in 2025. So I think all of this is a move in the right direction. But again, in a state like Michigan, where you have a Democrat governor, it's hard to get any of this stuff passed. And it's so sad that I come to you here. Wayne Root, nationwide, nationally syndicated radio host, comes to you from Las Vegas. This is my home. I broadcast from Las Vegas. And in the great state of Nevada, Las Vegas is part of Las Vegas, Nevada, we have a Democrat governor, Democrat lieutenant governor, Democrat in every elected office except Secretary of State, and she's a worthless sack of potatoes. That's what she is. She's like Sergeant Schultz. I see no evil. I hear no even. No evil. Barbara Sivaski is the worst Republican Secretary of State in America. And in the past, I've said we had the worst Republican governor in America, Brian Sandoval, and the worst Republican senator in America, Dean Heller. What a state. What a state Nevada is. Everybody's corrupt. Everybody's on the take. You people are all dirty. I know it. You know it. The voters know it. You got money in an offshore account. You're all dirty. This whole state is dirty. But nothing could get done because Democrats control everything in the state, both houses of the legislature and the governor. Forget it. You're done. So all these states, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Arizona, all these states that had massive voter fraud and a rigged election are trying their best to change things and hold forensic audits and change voting laws. Nevada's the only one left out of all of this. They're not doing anything. They just made it worse. Nevada just codified into the system forever voter fraud. Ballot harvesting forever. I mean, until we could change it. They made ballot harvesting permanent. They made mail-in ballots permanent, and not just mail-in ballots like you request one. No one ever has to request one. They're all mailed out to every person in the state. It's the most incredible fraud I've ever seen in my life. And our Secretary of State should be ashamed. She's not even a Republican name only. What she is a scaredy-cat coward, just like all the judges who were afraid to say the election was rigged because they thought their children would be beat up at school or killed, and their family would be burned out of their own home. They were just scared and intimidated. That's why they didn't vote. That's why they didn't look into a rigged election. Any judge who did it would be vilified and their entire legacy ruined, and everybody would call them a fraud, and Democrats would protest at their home for the rest of their lives. And our Secretary of State in Nevada is probably afraid of the exact same thing. She overturns an election. She proves fraud. And she's ruined. And if you don't overturn an election, you just go with the flow, baby. You just go with the flow and you don't upset the apple cart. You get to retire with a big fat pension. And maybe you got $20 million in a Swiss bank account. I have no idea. Maybe someone put your money in a Cayman bank account. Or maybe you just retire with a wonderful pension. If you don't rock the boat and you don't upset the apple cart. So they don't. They're intimidated, or they're bribed, or they're blackmailed, whatever they are. You show me a Republican in a position of power that did nothing about this stolen election versus Trump, and I'll show you someone who is a coward, a weakling, a feeble loser, but most probably bribed, or just willing to, if not bribed, certainly willing to settle for a nice pension and don't rock the boat and nobody will complain about it and you'll get your pension without a problem and you'll go off into the distance and just, have fun for the rest of your life playing golf and going on cruise ships and collecting your pension check. Don't rock the boat. That's what it's all about for Republicans. Republican judges, Republican big shots, Republican secretaries of state. I want to know why everybody thinks, everyone I know is a Republican, believes Brad Raffensperger in Georgia is corrupt and on the take and took a bribe of some kind or got a piece of every single new Dominion voting software he put in. But nobody thinks that about Barbara Sivaski in Nevada. How come? Why is no one questioning why a Republican Secretary of State bent over backwards to help Democrats every step of the way and then when questioned on it said, well, I'm elected for all the people. I'm not here to tilt the scale in favor of Republicans. I cooperate with the Democrats. Really? You cooperate with the Democrats? That's why you were elected by Republicans, to cooperate with Democrats. You're a disgrace. Absolute disgrace. I keep telling you we need a divorce, and here's another example of Texas pulling away from the rest of the country. President Trump will visit the U.S. border with Texas Governor Greg Abbott on June 30th. I mentioned this on yesterday's show, and I'm mentioning it again because it just shows you how pathetic Biden and Kamala Harris are. Just pathetic. They're in charge of the border. They're responsible for the border of the United States, President and Vice President of the United States, and neither one of them has ever been to the border. Doesn't seem to think it's a necessity to go check out what's happening on the border and see the crisis. Because seeing is believing, and they don't want to know. Once again, Sergeant Schultz, I see nothing, I hear nothing, I know nothing. They don't want to know. They're blind, deaf, and dumb. In Kamala's case, really dumb. It's what happens when you elect someone who literally screwed her way to the top with Willie Brown. And speaking of people who are so dumb, they're clueless. They have, you know, poor Joe Biden. He's not dumb because he's a dumb man. Although he's been wrong about everything he's ever done in his life. Since he became a United States Senator, everything he's ever said has been wrong, literally, about foreign affairs. Wrong. Everything. But now, he's not dumb. He's just simply got dementia, the poor man. And when I get back, I'll talk about the Biden-Putin summit and what a disaster it was. Even CNN's Jeff Zeleny says we haven't seen Joe Biden answer questions without his aides screaming at him to stop. The whole world is in on this. This is the question of the year. When exactly will someone important step forward and say Joe Biden is incompetent and incapable of being president of the United States? When is someone going to say that? Because it's very clear he can't be president. He's a puppet. Why are you letting him be on the world stage representing the United States when he's Mr. Potato Head? He has as many brains as a potato.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for Revive Health. Revive is an inexpensive alternative or supplement to traditional health care. It's perfect for independent contractors, gig workers, and small business owners. What you need is flexibility, portability, affordability, and ease of access. You also need convenient care that you can get anywhere. That's what Revive is. Affordable, flexible, portable, fast, simple, health care anywhere. Revive treats you like you are the CEO of your own Fortune 500 company. Usually, you can only get access to a product like this if you work for a big company with thousands of employees. You'll have instant access to an online marketplace where you can literally save hundreds of dollars on things you need, and you don't have to pay higher rates for things you don't. The cost is, get this, only $59 a month to join. There are no copays. You'll also save hundreds of dollars on medications. There's no waiting. You don't need to waste time at doctor's offices. You can meet with high-quality telemedicine doctors or medical professionals quickly and from the comfort of your home. Sign up today at revive-healthcare.com. Revive-healthcare.com. Make no mistake, inflation is here. Don't be fooled by the double talk coming from Jerome Powell and Janet Yellen. You can see it for yourself. Gas prices up 60% year to date, and most of that increase came before the Colonial Pipeline was hacked. Want a new home? On average, it costs $35,000 more than a year ago just because of the soaring lumber costs. Inflation is the number one killer of fixed income portfolios. Inflation is the number one killer of your current standard of living. Commodities prices have been soaring for over a year, and our diluted dollars have lost an immense amount of purchasing power due to monetary expansion. Your best protection is gold. That's where my good friends Rich and Michael Chekin come in. Their team at Asset Strategies International wants you to keep what's yours. For my listeners, they're offering 1 ounce gold bars at just $59 over the gold price. That's right, just $59 over the gold price while supplies last. Call them today at 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, or go to AssetStrategies.com. Tell them Moore sent you, and you want to keep what's yours.
Raw and unfiltered.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
I don't know if this means anything to any of you, but the strip clubs are back open again in Manhattan. They're jammed. I'm looking at an article in the New York Post, lap dance starved men pack sapphires after New York City lifts COVID restrictions. They've got 1,500 girls back working again. Bunch of single women are paying for their children again. Oh my gosh, what a world we live in. The strip clubs are packed, the men are spending money. That must be government money too. Where are all these men getting this money from? It's got to be government money. Yeah, that's stimulus, all right. They're stimulated stimulus checks. Asset Strategies is the sponsor of this segment of the show. No, it's not Sapphire sponsoring this segment of the show, but it is Asset Strategies sponsoring it. If you want to make real money, not government money, then my recommendation, my personal belief, is to invest in a little bit of gold and silver and precious metals and rare coins, because we all know that inflation is rising. Matter of fact, where's the article? Let's see, hold on. Right in the middle of this. Let me get the article to prove my contention. There's an article out that shows inflation is through the roof. And it, here it is. Inflation in wholesale prices increases to 6.6%, the largest increase since the measurement was first compiled. More terrible news for the Biden economy. The Obama-Biden administration couldn't do worse if it tried. See, they call it that, too. This is O'Biden. The Daily Mail reported yesterday wholesale prices in the U.S. increased at their fastest annual rate in May ever. driven by rising food prices, soaring inflation threatens to derail the post-pandemic economic recovery. You know, in my generation, almost no one even knows about inflation. There was one little dance with inflation in the early 1980s, and interest rates hit like 20%. And you don't even know pain until you've experienced 20% inflation and 20% interest rates. But we're headed back for some real pain. This is the biggest jump since data was first compiled in 2010, the Labor Department said today. And this comes after reports last month where inflation reached 4.2%, and that was the highest rate since 2008. So I'm telling you, problematic. This is what happens when government gives away too much money. So back to asset strategies. Inflation, number one killer of fixed income portfolios. Inflation, the number one killer of your current standard of living. Inflation, the number one killer of your retirement. Inflation, the number one killer of your pension checks. And inflation is the number one killer. Can you imagine if you get a pension? A lot of these government employees get like $100,000, $150,000 a year. They think they're rich. Well, if inflation gets bad enough, guess what? It might cost $100,000 American dollars to buy a loaf of bread. And then your $100,000 a year pension is worthless. So you better start worrying. Everybody better start worrying about inflation. We're headed for Weimar Republic status. So your best protection against inflation is to own a little bit of gold. No one's saying, you know, spend $1 million on gold. What we're saying is whatever you've got, spend, you know, 3%, 4%, 5%. So you've got an insurance policy on gold. And that's where my good friends Rich and Mike Chetkin come in. They are the owners of Asset Strategies. They and their team are waiting for your calls. Call them at 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, or go to assetstrategies.com. They're offering 1 ounce gold bars at just $59 over the price of gold. That's an amazing price, just $59 over the gold price while supplies last, 800-831-0007. So here's the guy from CNN, Jeff Zeleny, says we haven't seen Joe Biden answer questions without his aides screaming them to stop. When CNN starts complaining about Joe Biden, you know how bad it is. You heard me end the last segment with this huge question. When will come the day when someone important with credibility and integrity on the Democrat side stands up and says, Joe Biden should not be president anymore. Joe Biden can't be president anymore. He's not capable of it. Joe Biden visited three countries in his first foreign trip, and his handlers would not let him answer any impromptu questions from the press. His aides aggressively screamed at reporters and shooed them away after every meeting or presser. Can you imagine if you did that as a Republican president? Shortly before Biden departed Geneva today, he snapped at and berated a female CNN reporter. Then Biden pushed back on other reporters on the tarmac and told them he's sick and tired of them asking questions. In Biden's world, reporters are only allowed to ask about ice cream. What flavor ice cream do you like, Mr. Biden? Hey, Joe, when was the last time you had sex with Jill? 1948. And we ate vanilla ice cream afterwards. This guy is like a brain-dead zombie. We haven't seen Joe Biden answer questions that his aides screaming at him to stop. I've never seen a president covering the last four of them so protected by his aides, said CNN's Jeff Zeleny. When CNN starts complaining, you know the end is near for Joe Biden. He's not going to be president much longer. You all understand that. And the problem is we're going to have that woman next who can't answer a question either.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
War now. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Zillow says the average price of a home in the United States is up by 13%, and typical rent prices are up more than 5%. The typical home price was just over $287,000 in May 2021. Cities that experienced the biggest hikes were Austin, Texas, Phoenix, Arizona, and Salt Lake City. Economists saying prices are higher due to low mortgage rates, low supply, and increased demand for more space. Typical rent is also up to just over $1,700 per month across the United States. President Biden set to arrive at the White House late Wednesday night. The president in Geneva meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin on Wednesday. Biden saying the meeting went well and he made it clear that his agenda is not against Russia. Putin also saying the talks with President Biden were very constructive. USA Radio News.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We'll be right back. can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, and this segment of the show sponsored by Trump Rules, my new book, by the way, that's been out. Well, I should say new. It's really not new because it's been out since November 10th, a week after the election it came out. It was number one in 12 categories at Amazon, and you can find it at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Target, and it's a great book. It's got nothing to do with politics, 100% to do with business and making money in the real world, the Trump way with Trump Rules. Same rules that I've used since I was a kid. Literally, Trump was my hero. My mentor is 15 years older than me, so when I was going to college, he was in his 30s, and he was dominating New York real estate, dominating New York gossip columns, and dominating headlines, and he was the biggest celebrity ever, and I said, I want to be like that guy. And I used his rules, and the next thing you know, I'm the lead anchor man at CNBC, in those days called Financial News Network. Next thing you know, my goal is to become the next Jimmy the Greek, and I become Jimmy the Greek's partner on TV. And then I built a sports gaming and media empire, and the media branded me the King of Vegas Sports Gambling, and became the CEO of a public company, and became the vice presidential nominee of the Libertarian Party. And then my goal became to be the next Rush Limbaugh, and I've got a nationally syndicated radio show. And I've produced and created three hit reality TV shows, and now took my sports gaming company public, and I have gaming licenses just announced in Colorado and Indiana, and many more to come. And partnerships with some of the biggest names in gambling we're announcing over the next few days. So, and have announced over the last few days. So lots of great things are happening in my life, all because I follow the Trump rules. I do things the Trump way, and I've identified the top 10 rules and 13 other ancillary rules, 23 rules in all that make Trump Trump. And make Root Root, obviously. Thank you, Donald Trump, for all you've done for me in my career. And for a lousy $20 at Amazon, it's not often you can change your life for $20. Trump Rules by Wayne Allyn Root. Learn the rules and tools of mega success from Donald Trump and his protege, Wayne Root. All right, we've got a guest here, Dan Schultz. It's rare that I personally request a guest. I called up Andrew Paul, my booker and executive producer, and I said, Andrew, I want this guy on the show. I heard he was on Steve Bannon's show, and people really liked what he was talking about. He's an attorney in Tempe, Arizona. He's the author of a great book called How to Get into the Real Ballgame of Politics, Where You Live to Help President Trump Make America Great Again. His website is precinctstrategy.com, and we all keep saying, what do we do now? What do we do? If the election was rigged and stolen, what do we do to win the next election? I read a synopsis of what this guy's arguing, Dan Schultz, and I think it makes sense, and it sounds interesting, and we got to do it. We got to win from the precinct level up and take it over one stone at a time until you build the whole house. Dan Schultz, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show.
Thanks, Wayne. Appreciate you having me.
Yeah, so you know, Steve Bannon's a great friend of mine, and he comes on this show often, and I go on his show often, the War Room, and I heard you, Ron, you were a big hit with your strategy, and I love your strategy. So just educate everyone. Tell them your strategy of how you build the GOP one precinct at a time, precinctstrategy.com. How do you do it?
Well, you're in Nevada, right?
Yes.
And are you in Clark County?
Yeah, I'm in Las Vegas, which is Clark County, Nevada, correct.
Okay, so, you know, you guys are going through it right now. You know, you've got a, in the Republican Party, I heard you say you were a Libertarian. I don't know if you still are. But
oh, no, I'm a Republican. I'm a Republican. I just won the Libertarian vice presidential nomination in 2008. For 1 year, I fooled around with a third party, but I've always been a lifelong Republican.
Okay, so anyways, you know, you guys are going kind of through the throes of it right now. A lot of people are trying to get into the Clark County Republican Committee. I had a conversation with a guy today via email, and it's all about numbers, right? So there was an opportunity maybe 2 years ago or a year ago in the primary. I don't know if you guys I think you use a caucus system.
Correct.
Where every two years or every 4 years, one or the other,
have a caucus. We did, but we just voted it out, Dan. The Democrat legislature, in their infinite wisdom, whether that's good or bad, got rid of the caucus system, and now it's a regular primary, and they voted us to be the first in the nation. They want to jump ahead of Iowa and New Hampshire. I have no idea how that's going to happen, but they said we're going to be the first in the nation. So we shall see. But we're primary now.
Yeah, well, the bottom line is this. You know, conservatives, I say, suffer from a malady called PPPDS, Political Party Participation Deficit Syndrome. We stand on the sidelines. We talk about our issues. We complain about the Republican Party, and we let the rhinos run it. And
right.
I'm talking about the apparatus, the organization of the of the party itself, the people who run the local county meetings and other committee meetings. These are really important meetings because it's at these meetings where you elect the people who elect the people who serve from your state on the RNC. So if you want to have conservative members from Nevada representing Nevada Republicans at the RNC level, you've got to get inside the party and become one of those electors. And we're not doing it in sufficient numbers. I know some people who are on the RNC, and they've told me they're conservatives. And they said, I got there, and after two or three meetings, I figured out 80% of the RNC members, the current RNC members, are not Republicans. They're deep state people. They put an R after their name, and they're all about gaming the federal government to get subsidies for their businesses, get laws passed for their businesses. They're part of the problem, and we're allowing that to happen. So the antidote is participation. And the stuff I teach at my website and I put in my book, this is seventh grade basic American civics that I learned in seventh grade in a public school back in Wisconsin in the late 60s. I'm dating myself. I just turned 65. But this is seventh grader stuff. If you got through the seventh grade, listener, you can do this. This isn't rocket science, okay? You basically got to show up at a meeting and try to get appointed to a vacancy. Now, right now, what's happening in Clark County and all across the country in other states, depending on the calendar of events, people are trying to get appointed to vacant precinct committee positions, and it varies from state to state. And this guy asked me, what do we do? They filed a lawsuit. The courts don't have any jurisdiction over what goes on in a private organization called a political party, unless there's money involved. And there isn't any money involved in becoming a precinct committeeman. It's a volunteer position. So I told him, I said, you got to read your bylaws and find out who has the appointment authority. And then if it's the chairman or a committee appointed by the chairman, whoever it is, if they don't want you, they don't have to take you. But the silver lining is this. Eventually, and that's why I asked how you guys do it in your state, because I have two videos from Clark County from long ago where they explain the caucus system. And it turns out, I told a guy, I said, find out when your next election cycle is, and then build a network of conservatives through email. I'm working on building a nationwide conservative precinct committeeman wannabe communications network platform. I'm working on that right now. And so the idea is in the meantime, by email, by phone, whatever, build your network of people. And then when that primary comes around, make sure that every conservative who wants to be a precinct committeeman participates in that primary and votes for each other to become precinct committeeman and get inside the party and control the party and endorse the best candidates in the going forward in the all-important primary elections. That's what it's all about. We've got to start participating. And the good news is that it's also bad news in one sense. Over half of these slots are vacant, but that's the good news. If we conservatives, if we America Firsters, deluge the party, I say invade the party with your warm body and say, I want to become a part of this party. I want to be a voting member of it. I want to vote for who's the county chair. I want to vote for who's on the RNC. I want to vote for who's our state convention delegates. You can do this. If my kids are doing it, they're in their early 20s. When they turned 18, I had them doing this stuff. I taught them this stuff. They didn't learn it in public school in 7th and 8th grade. They didn't go to public school until high school. I don't even think they learned it in their private school that we had them in. But I taught them this stuff. And it's got to be taught. And so I'm trying to fill an informational vacuum that exists. If I had a dollar for every person who said to me when I've asked them, hey, why don't you become a precinct committeeman while they're complaining about politics? They say, the answer is always, what's a precinct committeeman? You know, and right. It wasn't, you know, the progressives got it out of the public school system, so I'm trying to educate people.
Right. So, I mean, this doesn't just apply to parties, I assume. This applies to, you know, go get elected to the school board, go get elected to town council.
Well, of course. Right? Of course. So what you need to get elected to the school board or to the city council or mayor or whatever, what you need is you need warm bodies getting out the vote for you, and the greater number of conservative precinct committeemen that you have in the party with access to the get out the vote software, the better your chance is of winning that first election, which is usually, you know, even for school board, it's usually an all hands on deck, no party affiliation. Nobody knows who to vote for. But
right.
If you've got an army of precinct committeemen going door to door, making phone calls for the conservative candidates and boosting turnout, and I can teach you how to do that. It's not rocket science. It's just common sense. You can win.
I like it, Dan Schultz. The website is precinctstrategy.com. The book is How to Get Into the Real Ballgame of Politics Where You Live to Help President Donald J. Trump Make America Great Again. Might have to change the name to help some Republican in the future make America great again. Let's hope it's President Trump, or maybe it's Ron DeSantis. But we've got to save America. We've got to. Dan Schultz, website, precinctstrategy.com. Learn it, live it, infiltrate the Republican Party with good conservatives. Thanks, Dan. I'm Wayne Allyn Root, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results? People lose fat fast while still eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy and boost your immune system. You'll look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I've only been on the program for a few short months, and I've already lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, and I've gained 10 pounds of muscle. But don't just take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com. Click on the red button. Watch the masterclass at energizedhealth.com. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Toll free, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40% off! Go now to energizedhealth.com, 888-444-8895, or energizedhealth.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, this just in. Former Pennsylvania Governor, Republican Tom Ridge, hospitalized after a stroke. And by the way, anybody can have a stroke. I'm not telling you I know anything. I don't have any inside information. Please say a nice prayer for Governor Tom Ridge. But I'm just telling you, all over this country, people are getting the vaccination, and then they're having problems with strokes. They're having problems with their heart. They're having problems with their brains. They're having problems with brain bleeds. They're having trouble with blood clots. They're having problems with autoimmune disease. I have no idea if that's what Tom Ridge is going on here, but he is a very rhino, moderate kind of Republican governor, the type who probably walked around every day saying, I'm getting the shot. Are you getting the shot? It's everyone's duty to get the vaccine. And then a week later, he's got a stroke. I don't know that to be a fact. I'm just conjecturing that there are a lot of people having strokes after getting the shot. So just be careful out there. And I wouldn't be surprised if that's the deal. There's been quite a few people who have died within a week of getting the vaccine. And the minute someone announced it, looked like the famous fighter. Who was the fighter that died after like a week after getting the vaccine? And then his family said, oh, no, 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 no. Had nothing to do with the vaccine. How do you know that? You get the vaccine. Your health is fine. You get the vaccine. You're dead in a week. Maybe that's something to do with the vaccine. Maybe. Is that kind of like if I got COVID and a week later I was dead, you deny that it had anything to do with COVID? I wouldn't notice anybody doing that in the medical establishment. If someone got COVID and a week later they were dead, or a day later they were dead, they would never argue in a million years that had nothing to do with COVID. They would blame COVID, absolutely, even if COVID had nothing to do with it. Marvin Hagler died after getting the vaccine. Next thing you know, his family's denying it had anything to do with the vaccine. Because nobody wants to be the one to say it. Everyone's nervous about saying it. Quite a few people I know, and people I know who know someone who knows someone, who got the vaccine, a month later they were dead. They never want to admit it has anything to do with the vaccine. Oh, they had underlying conditions. They always had a problem. Isn't that what we said about COVID? Everyone who dies of COVID has an underlying condition, but yet you still say they died of COVID. So if someone has an underlying condition and they die right after getting the vaccine, doesn't that mean they died of the vaccine? It's funny how if someone has cancer, heart disease, some problem, and they die a month after getting the vaccine or a week after getting the vaccine, Sure. They already were on their way. They've had a stroke before. But if they had a stroke and then they got COVID and then they died, you don't blame the stroke, you don't blame the cancer, you blame COVID every time. Because the hospital wants their $39,000 bonus. COVID bonus. The nursing home wants their $39,000 bonus. Very interesting. Very strange country we live in. It's so corrupt. It's so freaking corrupt. Yeah, how can you... Who could not assume... Who would trust this government and assume that they're not lying when they lied about masks, they lied about lockdowns, they lied about COVID itself, they exaggerated COVID deaths, they tried to make you hysterical, and now you're going to assume they're telling the truth about vaccines? Why would you believe them? Why would you believe one word government tells you about anything? I have no idea. I was getting texts all day today from Dr. Vladimir Zelenko. All day today. Matter of fact, when we get back, I'm going to read you some of them. About how government conspired to destroy hydroxychloroquine and therefore government's guilty of mass murder. And it's literally on recordings and in print. Government went out of their way to denigrate hydroxychloroquine and to falsify what they were saying about hydroxychloroquine so nobody would take it and its reputation was in tatters. And therefore everybody who died could have been saved, potentially, by hydroxychloroquine plus zinc plus Z-Pak. And they knew about Dr. Zelenko and his incredible success, and they chose to badmouth him and ignore it and keep him out of the media. And no sooner Zelenko's telling me that, look at the female reporter, Ivory something, in Houston, Texas, the girl Ivory, who literally recorded her bosses telling her, stop saying nice things about hydroxychloroquine. And that's on a Fox station. It's happening all over this country. Media lies. Government lies. Democrats lie. Rhinos who make money off government contracts lie. They're not out for you. Does it ever occur to you that we all should be subpoenaing the bank accounts of Dr. Fauci and all the doctors at the CDC and all the scientists at the CDC? I want to see their bank accounts. I want to see where they got kickbacks. I want to see if they got $100 million from Big Pharma for recommending vaccines. I want to see if they got $100 million for denigrating hydroxychloroquine, so therefore you had to take a vaccine, and the vaccine companies made billions and billions of dollars. They owe it all to Dr. Fauci and the CDC and the WHO. And you know who else owes them? Amazon, Jeff Bezos. Here's a guy that must have made $1 trillion. Between the dollars he made, because you bought all the supplies from him, the masks and all the supplies you needed were bought, and all the cleaning supplies and the sterilization supplies, you bought them from Amazon. The guy must have made $1 trillion, and then he made $1 trillion in stock value. He's one of the richest men that's ever lived. So if you hadn't made people hysterical, Dr. Fauci, and you hadn't told him, and you hadn't locked down the country, they wouldn't have bought all that toilet paper from Amazon. They wouldn't have bought all that hand cleaner from Amazon. And they certainly wouldn't have run out and gotten the vaccine to save their life. If you had told them it's a 99.9% chance of survival, be cool, don't worry, everything's okay. Amazon wouldn't have gotten rich and Big Pharma wouldn't have gotten rich.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
D3.